You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The results of a new survey out of Massey University has shown that there's been an 18.2 decrease in the number of Kiwis considering quitting their jobs since November 2021. This survey is a part of Professor Jared Haar's Wellbeing at Work research, and I spoke to Professor Haar about what the survey results mean, including possible measures businesses need to take to ensure staff retention.
Do a survey of the New Zealand workforce, which is basically about a random representative sample of usually about 1,000 or so employees across the country, pretty even by gender, across the age groups from kind of 18 up to 70-odd, lots of different occupations and industries. So just trying to get as bigger and wider group of New Zealand workers as possible. And then I kind of asked them all, the same kind of questions around, turnover and how much they like their job and stress and things like that. And just trying to capture not only kind of a snapshot of each time period, but also over time. So now at the moment I'm on wave 7. So I've done kind of 7 waves of data since May 2020.
And you talked about May 2020, and in the most recent survey, there's been one of the outcomes of it was a significant change in the number of people who were thinking about leaving their jobs. Would you be able to just talk a little bit about that and why you think there's been a change in people considering leaving their jobs?
Yeah, so starting back in May 2020, as of June 2023, we're now almost at identical levels. But so in 21, we had this kind of great resignation talk into kind of 22, and in the New Zealand data we kind of jumped up, as the highest was about just under 53% of the workforce were seriously considering quitting their jobs, and now we're back down to kind of a third of the workforce. So I think we've kind of hit a more stabilization level. I think part of it is to do with probably people seeing that there's still good opportunities around, but maybe not as many as usual, and that's probably why that's come off those super highs of 2021. But I still think, a lot of the big drivers at the moment for why people are still thinking about quitting their jobs is financial, around the kind of financial stress, mainly due to inflation being so high. So despite the economy being in a technical recession, I still think we have a bit of life left in the workforce around jumping and changing jobs.
That's good news to hear. And you spoke there about, the economy being one reason why people are considering quitting. Were there any other primary reasons that you found that people were considering resigning? And was there a common denominator between these people that were considering resigning from their jobs?
Yeah, so one of the typical three kind of main factors, and only kind of in the last two periods have I looked at financial stress, which is obviously was important 6 months ago and has become much more important in the June 2023 data. But one of the big things is kind of job insecurity. So if you're not quite safe, if you don't feel safe in your job, you are more likely to quit. But ironically, what I've found in June 2023, it's at the lowest level since 2020. So it's kind of a 3.5-year low. So there's still, even though, we see, businesses, organizations downsizing in the media, the majority of the workforce still think they think they're more safe in their jobs than ever before. So that's kind of one of those counter effects that I wasn't expecting. I was kind of expecting it might have been starting to go upwards. Now, maybe there's a delay there, and we'll see that at the end of the year. But at the moment, I think it's the fact that workers still see opportunities. That's the lowest of the 3.5 years, but to me, it's still relatively high. So, and again, maybe this is just the calm in the job market before a kind of storm. So maybe we'll see these things start to change. But if you ask me, as of right now, I think workers think there's still some good opportunities there. They're very safe in their jobs, which is kind of surprising, but they're also getting driven to quit because they're searching for the extra couple of dollars an hour or something like that if you're low paid, or if you're on a salary, another 10 grand, just because the cost of living's so high.
Yeah, and one of the interesting points of this most recent survey that you conducted was a question about the possibility of moving to Australia. As there's been quite a lot of talk in media, especially with Anthony Albanese and Chris Hipkins, and policies they're making around making it easier for New Zealanders to move to Australia. How did you find the response to this question? Was there quite a big shift in mentality with people considering Australia as an option?
Yeah, so that's the first time I've been able to ask that question, because it's only, you know, in the last kind of couple of months I've had that citizenship criteria change. And so I basically just said, given recent media attention towards gaining citizenship in Australia, are you considering moving? Because I thought I'll keep it nice and simple. And we've got about just under 10% saying, yep, I'm off. But the scary thing to me is 26% are saying maybe. So you've got, you know, a quarter of the workforce seriously considering it. Overall, you got roughly two-thirds. Two-thirds of Kiwis are happy to stay, but you do have one-third who are, you know, seriously looking at going, or definitely looking at going. And I guess that's been a big surprise for me, just to think, you know, I was kind of maybe thinking we might get to 10% in total between yeses and maybes. And instead to be at kind of 35%, I was like, wow, that is a big, you know. So I think, and again, I think this comes down to being driven by financial pressures in New Zealand and just, you know, lower cost of living across the ditch.
Yeah, and piggybacking off that, because I think we often think that Australia's got more to offer, more to give, and we think about it that way. But I was wondering, for New Zealand employers, what are some conditions that they should put in place or think about putting in place in order to retain their staff more? What are some of the things that respondents to the surveys pointed out as reasons why they would stay?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So kind of two things there, and let's do the cheap one first, you know, training and development. You know, workers love, you know, every worker hates being in a stale job where they never seem to learn anything. So I guess that's one of those big opportunities for companies, is to provide training, give workers opportunities to learn new things. If they like working from home, that's probably another driver there. You could, you know, provide some kind of hybrid option. But fundamentally, and especially at the moment, and I know it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, organisations should just pay their workers more. And that's what the data would say, is pay is a big driver. But, you know, and I guess I'm cognizant that not all firms can endlessly keep giving pay rises. But anything that makes work cheaper at the moment would be beneficial. And this is why, you know, especially say in big cities like Auckland and Wellington, working from home, you know, you can save a lot of money because you're not using transport. You don't waste time spending, you know, an hour commute each direction and things like that. So anything to do with money would be my top hint.
That was Professor Jared Haar speaking about his recent wellbeing at work survey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.